AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now, it's our monthly segment with Melanie Soper and Stanford-based Star Relief for Pets, part 2 of our talk about cat moods. WGCH News Center time 7:52, fourth Thursday of each month. State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich joins me. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm Val. Good morning to all your listeners. And now that the weather is better, definitely feeling better.
That's true. Tell us your thoughts about the governor's change in the vaccine rollout, more age-based. What do you think about it?
Yeah, so this is, provides clarity to all our residents. Every single resident now knows when they can get the vaccine. So if you are 55 plus, you are eligible to get the vaccine starting March 1. If you're 45 plus, you're eligible to get the vaccine March 22nd, 35 plus on April 12th and May 3rd for everyone. And it is on that day that you can go on the portal or on online and book your appointment. So I get a lot of questions that do I make an appointment right now for those dates? Or do I actually make the appointment on that day? And that's the clarification I want to give all your listeners, that it is on those dates that the eligibility to make an appointment starts. So if you're 55 plus, you cannot make an appointment today for March 1st or 2nd. You have to wait until March 1 to make that appointment. And I do want to inform all the listeners that there is a special clinics for all teachers, which will be set up early March, so in the next week or so, so that all teachers will be able to get vaccinated as well.
Have you gotten any word about where they might be in Greenwich?
So the teachers' vaccinations are going to be coordinated directly between DPH and the school administration. So the Greenwich School Administration will be informing their teachers when and how and what process they're going to follow. And so I'm not privy to that, and those are being worked out. So, but it's the timing has been provided.
Have you heard from constituents that maybe, say, frontline workers feel they're getting pushed to the back of the line if they're not in the age group, or, say, cancer survivors and others with comorbidities and things like that? Have you heard from constituents like that?
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. That is one thing we're still advocating for. No, not for the front line. The front line is already included. Any frontline worker, any healthcare worker, they have already been covered under 1A, and if they have not received their vaccination, they can just make their appointments right now. Now, the question comes out as to what about those with comorbidities, you know, or pre-existing conditions, and that's a challenge. I've been approached by so many people who have had either cancer in the prior, they have recovered from it, or they have other existing pre-existing immunocompromised situations, and they are younger. Let's say that if you're 30, if there's somebody who's 30 and has a pre-existing condition, here they have to wait really until May 3rd, and that doesn't sound fair at all. So we are going back to the governor's office advocating that perhaps a small exception should be made for them to provide such serious medical conditions or immunocompromised people some priority. But let's see, whether we can get that done. Now, from their point of view, the reason they're doing it this way is because it's very objective and the process is simpler. Because if you do provide for exceptions for pre-existing conditions, then you have to decide which pre-existing conditions, why those pre-existing conditions, and what kind of proof do you need. Whereas in this case, it's straightforward. So that's the reason they're doing it. But at the same time, this does not sound fair that somebody who's a cancer survivor or who has immunocompromised has to wait so long. So we are definitely advocating for that situation to be rectified.
We're speaking with State Representative Harry Rohr of Greenwich here on WGCH's monthly legislative update. Give us a legislative update. What's happening in committee work you're doing up there in Hartford?
Yeah, a lot of committee work going on and public hearings going on. You know, I think that those are the first two steps. We discuss bills in committees, and then we go for public hearing. As your listeners might know, I am the ranking member of the Labor and Public Employees Committee, so there's a lot going on there. And I really suggest all your listeners to participate, listen, or even submit testimony to many of the legislations which are being discussed and are up in public hearing. I want to point out a few which have been which have received a lot of interest. A couple on zoning, one on doing away with the religious exemption on vaccines. There is one on no excuse voting. So there is a bunch which are, there's a few bills which have received a lot of interest. But then, you know, there are bills which may be of very much interest to our constituents and your listeners. And I really encourage them either to connect with me, contact me, or look up on cga.ct.gov all the bills and the ones which have specific interest to them and participate in them. It's our system works if the public participates, if our constituents participates, and my job is to make sure that their voice is being heard, their interest and their point of opinions are being heard in the legislature.
Just let's grab just one quickly before we let you go, Representative. The zoning. Where's the status of that? Is there a lot of support for this the zoning or change?
So you know, it has now emerged into a group of laws, not one single bill or bills right now, not laws. There's a group of bills which all do a little bit here and there. So that's the reason, you know, it's even a little tough to discuss the entire three or four bills which have come about. We have heard a lot of thoughts. We have heard from the public on one or two of those bills, and I think it goes on in the next few weeks. Now, whether they will be actually passed through the committee, we don't know. But I think it's very important for our constituents to really provide their point of view, because it is about local control. It is about making sure that the progress or the evolution of our town is done in line with the way our constituents and our residents believe it should be. And so there's a lot of interest, and there are arguments on the other side which we have to hear. But nevertheless, I think it's a good, important public hearing, and I really encourage participation by all our residents, whether they can give a written testimony, they can actually, it's on Zoom, so it's quite, it's more convenient. They don't have to come up to Hartford. They can actually present their point of view by actually testifying in front of the committee. So that would be really a good idea for our community to really get our voice heard.
State Representative Harry Arora, my guest. Representative, thanks very much for your time this morning, and we'll talk again next month.
It's always a pleasure to be on your show and with your listeners. Thank you, Tony, for having me.
State Representative Harry Arora, monthly legislative update. And next week, it will be the beginning of the month, so we will speak with State Representative Kimberly Fiorello.